go take care of some of my own.
All right.
Program. Jazz.
Have fun. It was nice to meet you. Oh, I know. My dad watches that, too.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My father came here from Uvalde, Texas, many, many years ago. His father was a railroad worker and a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And my father grew up here in the Upper Valley of El Paso, and also worked for Southern Pacific Railroad and farmed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, he had come from Uvalde, Texas, that's where he was born, but came to this part of the country as a young man, an older
mm-hmm.
teenager.
Mm-hmm. What about your mother?
My mother was born in Arkansas, and her father was a Methodist circuit rider preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that took them to San Antonio, Texas, where my father met my mother, and they moved here to El Paso and lived here until the time of their deaths.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When were you born? What year?
I was born in 1933.
Okay. And could you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Mm-hmm. I went to Zach White grade school, the old Zach White before they built the new one, and that was grades 1 through 8, and I went to El Paso High School and graduated from El Paso High School in 1951. I had planned to go on to college with either literature or nursing career. Unfortunately, while I was in El Paso High School in 1949, I was nearly killed on a horse.
Oh my gosh.
And spent a lot of time in the hospital, much time recovering, and that really changed everything in my life because I was told that I would never be able to walk again, which as you very obviously can see, I do.
That's right.
And that really rearranged my whole life plan, and I'd been going with Don for about 2 years anyway, and shortly after high school we did get married.
Mm-hmm.
And have been married now about 48 and a half years. So
that's
it
wonderful.
Proves that young marriage, young kids do get married, and it does work out.
Sometimes you just know.
right. But that just really put a stymie on the plans that I had had, which I guess Mother Nature intervenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, what is your religion?
Protestant. I was raised a Methodist, of course. My grandfather was a circuit rider, and I was raised in the Methodist Church. We were married in the Methodist Church, raised our children in the Methodist Church. In recent years, I was asked to sing with Mount Franklin Baptist Church up here, and I did sing with them for about 4 or 5 years, and branched off from there even into a non-denominational church here in El Paso, which I enjoyed very much. A lot of our churching has been up at Elephant Butte Lake, believe it or not, because Don and I are both in the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, and are boating, patrolling, and all is up at Elephant Butte Lake. So on weekends, that's frequently in the summertime, that's where we are, and we've been going to a little church up there that is just wonderful.
And what a great recreation
And we serve a good purpose with the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
What is that about, the Coast Guard Auxiliary? What is...
We work under the auspices of the U.S. Coast Guard. We mainly are for boating safety and education. We have no police authority, nor do we want it. But when we're on patrol, we're as close as our radio to someone who does. And we've been known to do that. We do a lot of work up there helping with towing if there's somebody broken down, or just assisting people.
Mm-hmm. I bet there would be a lot of that at Elephant Butte.
There is. And also Don and I teach Texas the state boating laws here in El Paso.